Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
That incident in Skerries, which we'll be talking about on News Talk Breakfast this morning, dominates a lot of the front pages today. The Irish Daily Star goes with ram rage. A man has been arrested after a car slammed into a group of teenagers, leaving three of them in hospital. The Irish Daily Mirror on the front page goes with three teenagers injured, and then it has two words, crash terror. And they say this is the moment a car slams into a group of teenagers and leaves three in hospital. And a reminder, it happened on Saturday night, about 20 to 10, lovely summer's night, but we had a fight break out in Skerries in North County Dublin, and we people in a pub nearby sitting out enjoying a drink, and then they were horrified watching on. And the footage shows a car crashing into a group of teens at the side of the road, and at least one person is thrown into the air by the car, which then speeds away. Gardaí also last night, by the way, confirmed a fourth person had been injured and a man in his 20s has been arrested. So some things we can't say about that incident now that someone has been arrested. The Irish Times on the front page tells us the number of people treated for serious wounds in hospital after being stabbed has surged. And we're hearing this a lot. You keep hearing in the news about stabbing incidents, and stabbing incidents have now reached a 15-year high in Ireland. 215 people were treated as inpatients in hospitals for knife assault injuries last year. And the year before, that figure was 170. So 215 last year, 170 the year before, the highest level last year since 2011. Most of the stabbings take place at someone's house, by the way, rather than on the street or in other public places. However, we have had some recent high-profile incidents, and this is renewing concerns about knife crime, says the Irish Times. The Irish Independent on the front page, runaway spending on agency staff in the health sector is raising the prospect of another supplementary estimate being needed this year. Fresh figures show €280 million was spent on outside agencies in the health sector in the first 4 months of this year. That's 17% over budget. And Sinn Féin says that the agency staffing is being used to get around the HSE's recruitment embargo. Quite a frightening story on the front of the Irish Examiner. Women are being targeted in church groups, on social media and in nightclubs in Latin America before being trafficked into Ireland and forced into prostitution. In particular, women from Brazil are being promised a better life before being taken to Ireland and sexually exploited. This is according to Detective Superintendent Derek Maguire of the Garda National Protective Services Bureau, which obviously is in charge of leading all the investigations into human trafficking and prostitution. But quite frightening there that you go to sort of Sunday service in Brazil and then you are groomed and brought to Ireland for sex work, because they are being targeted in church groups, according to this leading Garda, as well as in nightclubs in Latin America as well. The Irish Daily Mail says more than 16,000 people have arrived in Dublin Airport since 2020 without passports. Where do they go? Where do the passports end up? The total figure doesn't include passenger traffic for Cork, Shannon and Knock airports. So it's 16,000 at Dublin Airport arriving without a passport. Incredible to think you can make it as far as getting into Ireland without a passport. I don't know, maybe they all lose them accidentally on the plane or else they're flushed down the toilet or something. In 2022, which was the year that COVID lockdowns ended, a record 4,968 people arrived at Dublin Airport without the proper documentation. And it's despite the fact that you need your passport to get on a flight before flying to Ireland. And just on the World Cup, the Times of London has it on the front page. They have a picture of Shakira, who seems to get younger every year. I don't know how she does it, but she looked incredible last night. And the Times of London says, on a night when President Trump was booed by fans inside the stadium, a galaxy of stars turned up to see a World Cup final go to extra time. I'm exhausted because I stayed up to watch it all. I didn't watch the ceremony at the end, but watched the full 90 minutes and then the extra time. But we had Tom Cruise, Beyonce, David Beckham, Mick Jagger. We had Donald Trump booed. Melania Trump was there as well. We had Robbie Williams in this bizarre sparkly tracksuit singing after, well, miming after Jennifer Hudson did her own version of the national anthem as well. It was all a bit tacky. And we had the World Cup trophy presented in a Louis Vuitton case. Rather bizarre. But anyway, Wayne Rooney on the BBC said he thought that the halftime show was crap, and I'm not sure a lot of people would disagree with him. Closer to home, and very close to this studio, we have Dublin Castle. But in the Irish Independent, residents who live near Dublin Castle say they feel nervous in their own homes because of the security measures for Ireland's EU presidency. Restaurants have told the Irish Independent that trade is vanishing because people are afraid to go into the area. And also, local residents are having to give their ID when they go out and get a pint of milk. Residents say the sudden arrival of barriers and Garda checkpoints have left them feeling watched. One resident says, when the barriers were first put up, I went out for a walk with my dog that morning and I had to show ID to walk your dog or to go to the shop. So I'm sure some of those residents will be glad when the 6 months of Ireland's EU presidency is over. Also in the Irish Independent, air fryers. I feel like everyone has an air fryer bar me. And part of the reason I don't have one is that people spend so much time talking about air fryers, but they're talking about them, but they're not cleaning them out, it would seem. The majority of Irish households now have an air fryer, but less than half follow the advice by cleaning it after every use. So if you have one of these contraptions, you're supposed to clean it every single time you use it. But the CCPC is launching a product safety investigation into air fryers. And basically they have found as part of the investigation that they want to do a public awareness campaign on advice on how to use the appliance properly. 3 in 4 people now own an air fryer. Ownership is highest among households with children under 18. I presume that's because you throw your chicken nuggets and chips in or whatever. But a lot of people aren't cleaning it. 84% of owners use their air fryer weekly. 41% use it every day. Dublin residents are least likely to own an air fryer, probably because they don't have the counter space in their tight kitchens, maybe. 7 in 10 say they thoroughly clean their appliance at least weekly, but less than half clean the air fryer every day, 7% clean it once a month, and only 3% of air fryer owners say they never clean it, which obviously wouldn't be a good idea. And final story comes from the Mail, and apparently dads prefer their daughters to their sons. If you've ever noticed how a man seems to melt the moment he becomes a father to a little girl, well, science suggests that you're not imagining it. Fathers of daughters are more loving, committed and supportive partners than dads of sons. And the transformation begins as soon as the baby is born. Kind of suggests that you lock eyes with your daughter as a dad and then you're obsessed. And analysts show girled dads were more likely to report feeling attached to their partners and satisfied in their relationships compared to those who had sons. More about that in the Mail.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.